He was a student at SFU back in the day. So, hey, check that out. Cool, cool stuff. Because this is the radio at Simon Fraser University. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I've got to go queue up another cassette tape because we love physical media here on Vancouver FM, and we would remind you to synthesize with nostalgia. That was Doug Cross, Elysian. Next up, Scott Morgan, also known as Lawsil, Isabel. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Winter fell one Sunday when people were coming out of church. It rained all afternoon in a single tone. In the uniform and peaceful intensity, you could hear the waterfall, the way it is when you travel all afternoon on a train. Early Monday morning, when we closed the door to avoid the cutting, icy draft that blew in from the courtyard, our senses had been filled with rain. And on Monday morning, they had overflowed. I remembered the August nights, in whose wondrous silence nothing could be heard except the millinery sound that the earth makes as it spins on its rusty, unoiled axis. Suddenly, I felt overcome by an overwhelming sadness. At sundown on Tuesday, the water tightened and hurt like a shroud over the heart. sat on the veranda, but we no longer watched the rain as we did on the first day. We no longer felt it falling. We no longer saw anything but the outline of the trees in the mist with a sad and desolate sunset, which left on your lips the same taste with which you awaken after having dreamed about a stranger. On Wednesday noon, it still hadn't finished dawning, and before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, night had come on completely, ahead of time and sickly, with the same slow, monotonous, and pitiless rhythm of the rain of the courtyard. Thank you. Then there was no Thursday. What should have been Thursday was a physical, jelly-like thing that could have been parted with the hands in order to look into Friday. I don't know how long I was sunken in that somnambulism where the senses lose their value. I heard the sound of bricks in the water. And suddenly, I felt my heart turned into a frozen stone. Only then did I realize that it had cleared and that all around us the silence stretched out. A tranquility, a mysterious and deep beatitude, a perfect state which must have been very much like death.
So cool. That was Scott Moore.